This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And we made it to another race weekend, and how about it? Happy race day, everybody. It is Kane with Full Throttle Racing with Kane right here on FM Talk 106.5. Later, we're going to podcast the show on our team website. That's usfdracing.org. And what a show we've got. Rick Crawford has got the circus coming this weekend. The Night of Destruction. It's the Pitts and Sons Demolition Derby happening over at Mobile International tonight, but there's so much more, including the Halls Motorsports Motorcycles. You're going to have the Kids Ride Along program where kids are getting in free. So much more to handle. Also, a $1,500 to win Alabama Pipe and Supply Modified show that's been rained out twice. We've got drivers from all over the South coming to compete there. So Rick's standing by. And then Sunny South Raceway, they're off this weekend, but next race will be next Saturday. Joe McArdle checks in. The Bomber class actually returns to Sunny South Raceway Saturday, August 25th. Also, on the first night of the Bandolero Nationals, Friday, August 31st. So we'll talk a little bit about that, some of the rules. And now, this is really cool. We've got a very first time radio interview for one of the young drivers. We've been talking about the Mighty Mites. That's that caged kart class that they've got over there at Sunny South. And for his first radio interview ever, and there's lots of people, I put his picture up on Facebook, says he's already got the look. He's a pretty good driver. Kyler Bean will be on. He's a teammate to Connor Okresic, and Justin Bean will hang on and we'll talk with him. Casey Hines has got a huge show tonight on the dirt. Deep South Speedway in Loxley, a meet and greet with America's favorite daredevil, Bubba Blackwell, back, and also the topless open wheel modifieds. These are cool. Take the roof off the car. And then beyond that, hold on. I mean, this is a busy show. Dustin Long checking with NASCAR from SI.com, USAtoday.com, and AthlonSports.com. Poconos this weekend. Denny Hamlin's going to be a papa. We'll talk about Mark Martin not ready to retire. And, you know, A.J. Allmendinger released from Penske this week, has to go through the drug program through NASCAR, already has tons of job offers in other series. So I think he's going to land on his feet, no problem. Now, we bring it back to the local level along the Gulf Coast, probably one of the most anticipated nights at Mobile International Speedway, one of two. The other one that would trump this would be the Lee Fields Memorial. And Rick Crawford, he's already at the track ready to go. Good morning and welcome to the show, man.
Good morning, Kane. We're full throttle this morning. How are you, buddy?
Oh, doing great, man. And we're excited about a good night of racing. First of all, we were talking off the air. How's the weather look? So far, no rain. So that's not an excuse to come see the carnage tonight. What's happening tonight at the track, bud?
I mean, we have a night of destruction. It's the Pitts and Sons Demolition Derby. $1,500 to win in the Alabama Pipe and Supply Modifieds. We got the Bob Speed Shop Sportsman, the Allen Motors 2 Bombers, the Halls Motorsports Motorcycle. Our two-wheel warriors are back in place. And if we have over 15 motorcycles, which we have had every Saturday night since we had the motorcycles, we're going to have a B-Main.
Oh,
we have a B-Main. The top two out of that motorcycle's B-Main will go into the A-Main. So what we're trying to do here is to make a little bit of an amateur-style, novice-type motorcycle to get coming in to where you're not really running against guys. I can't run in 21-second brackets like Robbie and Van and all them guys. So, actually, we'll give the amateurs, and I hate to call it that, because if you've got a motorcycle and you want to run at Mobile Speedway, you're definitely not an amateur.
Yeah, and you mentioned McClendon. You know, he's a third-generation driver, and he's got the record there. 21.129 seconds is screaming, and he will take his handlebars and ride up right along the wall, right on the front straightaway.
Right.
It's crazy. If he had
and then to add insult, he'll turn his turn signals on when he goes by.
He rides
that bike back and forth to work.
That's true.
And we got the ride-along program with the kids. Ride along with your favorite Bomber Sportsman driver. I'll be driving the pace car. Jump in the convertible with me. But I tell you what, Kane, I'm really excited about this. It's a first time ever. And I don't know if Chris Carter, he was excited about it when we mentioned it.
Yeah.
But I think he's getting a little nervous. Oh. But here's what he's going to do. Chris Carter, our announcer at Mobile Announcer Speedway, is going to ride in a demolition car called the Demolition Derby.
That's awesome.
Play by play as he's getting knocked around. So, fans, you've got to come out and watch this. It's the first time ever at Mobile National Speedway. And I told him to bring plenty of pillows. Don't go to sleep, but plenty of pillows, and that way he won't get.
I'll get the sensor button ready. Beep beep, because I know he, what the beep. Oh my gosh, that's brilliant, man! And thank you for putting him in it instead of me. I really appreciate that. Put the mouth of the South in there. He'll call it much better than I could. That's awesome, man. Whose car is he going to be in? Do you know?
Actually, he's going to be in Colin's car. So Colin will be out there in the big Crown Vic and give him one heck of a ride. And Colin, you know, he was third in the last Demolition Derby, and we're expecting big things. And actually, he'll be in his own bomber car at the Lee Fields Memorial. Oh. So we're going to get him started in racing and get him going.
That's awesome. You know, I've got to say that one of the favorites in the second last time, Troy Bartlett, our driver, they have been working on a car, and this thing is the size of like three. I don't know even where they find these cars. Have you seen some of the other cars? I mean, the neat thing about, honestly, the Demolition Derby, when you brought it back, it had been years since anyone's done it. Now there's other tracks that try to do it, but you have the most room, and you have the most carnage, and unbelievable amounts of cars. I mean, I think last time, what, we had 26 cars? Something like that. Incredible.
That was a record, 26 cars for a Demolition Derby, and they're coming
beautiful.
From everywhere. But you know, the racetrack's being supported by a lot of different companies, a lot of corporate sponsors at the racetrack, and you see them along the pit wall. I wish our fans would really patronize our sponsors that we do have at Mobile National Speedway, and that way we have more of them, and then the ones you do have, they're really satisfied with people coming and shopping and using their product. But we got Darrell's Automotive, you got Barry's, you pull it. You got a lot of different sponsors along the wall, and they bring out cars for this Demolition Derby. Hollingsworth Used Auto Parts down in Hollinger's Island.
And they take pride in it.
Very much so. ABC out in 8 Mile, they all bring these cars in. Plus, you got racers. Racers bring them. They say, you know, it's $3,000 purse. Well, that's more than they're running for on a regular Saturday night.
Yep.
So it's like, hey, we're going to come out and bring a $200 or $300 car out here, take a chance on winning $1,500, and having a great time and putting on a super show for the fans. So it's three nights of racing. I call it this: three nights of racing for the price of one. And besides that, kids under 12, absolutely free tonight.
And you know, it's cheaper than the movies, and you're gonna get a lot more excitement. I promise you that. I guarantee you, Rick. I can't wait to be out there tonight. The team's excited about having our Demolition Derby in the festivities tonight. So we appreciate you coming on board. And again, now for everyone who wants to know what you did last year, and I'm sure you're gonna do it this year for it, is you run all the other races, you clear the pits, and all the pit guys can run on the track. But then you open up the stands. You actually get to bring the guys. All the fans get real up close, don't you?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Come on, get up close. And we're going to do the ride-along program will be right after the first motorcycle heat race.
Okay.
So the ride-along program will be then with all the kids, and because we don't want them in the hot race cars or the race cars that's been got little scratches on them and stuff like that to get into. So we're going to do the ride-along program, then we'll get into our racing events, and then we'll have our Pitts and Sons Demolition Derby. And just like I said about sponsors, Pitts and Sons. No job too big, too small at Pitts and Sons. They haul anything from Volkswagens to airplanes. If you have a problem with your car, call Pitts and Sons. They'll be out to help you.
Awesome. All right, that's Rick Crawford, and he'll definitely be a busy man over there at the racetrack. And one of the other guys that we thought of, one person that we could put in a car at Hurricane Motorsports for the Night of Destruction and Demolition Derby, and someone who's probably had the most practice wrecking cars on the team, besides me, is Troy Bartlett. Troy, good morning. Welcome to the show, brother.
Good morning, Derek. How you doing?
Good. Hey, you know what? I want to talk to you for a minute. We give you a lot of jostling around on the team, but you've actually come a long way, and I've not had you on the show before. I want to say thanks for coming on early. You're already at the shop, and you're working on the Demolition Derby car for tonight. Do you want to give any details about this monster that we have parked over there at Cooper Tires?
Actually, I'm trying to keep it as secret as I can.
It's killing me. It's killing me not to post the pictures. That's all I'm saying. I'm so like, oh, that's so neat.
Well, once we finish stickering the car, we'll send you a picture, and you can post it all you want.
There you go. Well, what is it about the Demolition Derby, Troy? I mean, obviously, we run in the Bomber Series with our Fords over there at Mobile International Speedway and other tracks, too. We travel around. What is it about this? Because this runs in your family, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've been doing demolition derbies with my parents since the 70s.
That's awesome.
And out in California. And I started out stripping cars, and it's just been in the past few years that I've actually got to be in one. Mm-hmm. And it was the greatest thrill to go up against one of my dad's older friends who I've known for almost my entire life. And to go up against him in a demolition derby, it was just absolutely amazing.
How'd you do?
It's a thrill.
Did you win? Did you beat him?
I got second. He beat me.
Ah, but still.
Yep. Batteries went out of the car.
Well, what does it take to get you past second? You've had some great runs over there, and we've had some pretty big cars that Daniel and yourself have put together over there at Cooper Tires on 90. What is there a secret? Is there a way to drive it? Obviously, everyone's putting in at reverse. You see that, but what do? Do you just coast around on the outside, or you just?
Oh no! It's a hit or get hit. You keep moving, never stop.
That's awesome.
When you hit somebody, never get out the gas. Just push through them, and like I said. Don't let the front end – don't anybody catch that front end.
Gosh. And, again, now your brother has done this in California as well, hadn't he?
Yeah. It's funny because we call him Derby Mike. And him and his buddies are all out there, and they're like us. They're a team.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, their team is wearing our shirts for this weekend for the races. He's been doing it for quite a long time. He's like me. He started with Dad, and he's just been going ever since.
Talk about your year before we go here. We've got to run to Sunny South in the bomber class, the Island Motor 2 Bombers. You're the driver of the Red 28th, USFD Racing, Cooper Tires, Aaron's, Advanced Auto Parts, Skywatch Traffic, who knows what else.
Oh, that's a mouthful.
Mobile, Metro Glass, Ford, Thunderbird. Whew. I didn't even have that written down. Well, how's it been for you this year? What are your thoughts of the racing?
Actually, I have learned quite a bit. You know, I've being a rookie the first year, I ended up on the short end of the stick a lot of times. But you know, you got to learn. This year, I've changed my driving style. I've tried, I've avoided a lot of incidents. I think I'm doing all right. You know, people tell me I am, but
we're lying to you. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, see, you got to be nice. You're on the radio. You can't say what you want to.
Yeah.
Hey, Troy, good luck tonight. I look forward to seeing you at your track.
I'd like to say something real quick.
Yeah,
I do want to thank, I don't get to, I would not have gotten to race had I met Daniel Gooden. He owns Cooper Tires.
Yeah.
That man and you, as a matter of fact, as car owners, gave me the opportunity to do this, and I want to tell you thank you very much and actually tell my wife thanks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's sitting there right there. You better say something about me.
Oh, man. She was here this morning, and she's like, you got that car ready yet? I was like, yes, honey.
That's awesome. Hey, we love you, Troy. You're part of the family, and good luck tonight. We'll see you at the track, my friend.
All right, buddy. We'll see you.
Absolutely, man. It's going to be a good night at Mobile International Speedway. Shifting gears now to our own private Bristol in the backyard of Grand Bay, Alabama, Sunny South Raceway. We're talking with Joe McCardle about the Bandolero Nationals, where we've got a young driver, never been on the radio before, Kyler Bean. He's excited to come up, and we're going to talk about what it's like to learn in the Mighty Mites at Sunny South. Hang on. So much more to continue. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. So much racing going on along the Gulf Coast. Again, Deep South Speedway standing by. We're going to talk with Casey Hines shortly. Dustin Long with NASCAR, SI.com, USAtoday.com. And hey, something cool for all you drifters going slideways. This is pretty exciting stuff. They've got regional competition at Five Flag Speedway. Cost Motorsports is bringing in a huge drifting competition. And they've been in Huntsville, and they've been all over the Gulf Coast and worldwide. Go to Cost Motorsports. Or you can see the schedule events. They've got a glow off. They have a car show. They've got, I think, a bikini contest, which all the guys will hate. And then beyond that, the sliding. If you've never seen it, go to fiveflagspeedway.com. This is going to be a huge event tonight. They're not used to doing it on a Saturday, but they're doing a lot of promotion. If you've ever wanted to see what it's like, it starts at 4 o'clock, it starts at 3 o'clock until dark, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So check them out. Another racetrack that we love and is a great sponsor is not only Sunny South Raceway, but we've got something that's cool going out there. Joe McCardle has actually teamed up with the Bandoleros now nationwide, and he's actually got the Nationals coming to his track. But, Joe, beyond that, you're starting to see a lot more other classes starting to want to come race at your track, don't you?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Yes.
And, thanks for having us on.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we're getting a little, attention?
That's a good one.
I'm sure you're leading into what we're trying to do, the 28th.
The 25th.
Yeah, we have invited the Bombers to come race with us on the 25th of August. Saturday night racing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give them a feature. a heat and a feature. My bad. Okay. We're going to give them a heat and a feature, Mobile Rules, and Mobile Payout.
Wow. So, you know, that's the biggest concern you hear from drivers as well. You know, they won't pay us, so they're not going to do this, that, or the other. You're just taking carbon copy rules. So cars that are already racing at Mobile, which pretty much are the same rules, and you'll see at Five Flag Speedway. Any bomber can come over there and race. And then also, you're going to invite us back on that Friday, the very first Friday of your Bandolero Nationals. That's going to be huge exposure, and we're excited about that. I can tell you, Hurricane Motorsports bringing all three of our thundering Thunderbirds over there to have some fun. And, I mean, that's where I cut my teeth, literally, and a couple tires. you know what I was learning, so we're excited about that. You know,
and I'm glad you are. We are too. And just to show you, you talking about coming back on the 31st exposure. Yes, we will have some exposure. I have got a entry fee yesterday from a team out of Michigan.
Wow,
that's coming down here. Like I said, Texas is going to be strong. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we will have some people in our track on the 31st. That has never seen a bomber.
Oh yeah, yeah.
How about that?
Hey, well, we'll put. I promise you, we'll put on a show. We always do.
Oh yes.
Well,
oh,
let's talk about. You know, I'm excited here. Just a few minutes. You guys are not racing until the next race is the 11th. What classes? You got all the classes running again, correct?
Right. We have all the classes full night of classes. We have the Mighty Mites back, and just for the record, the Mighty Mites are scheduled to run the remaining races at Sunny South this year.
Great.
So they will be back. They will be back. And we're glad to have them. We're glad to be part of this Minor Mike thing.
Well, and we've got one of the drivers I've been talking about, Kyler Bean. And you can tell me really quick, Kyler has come through the racing ranks there pretty amazing. He drives a Mighty Mites teammate to Connor Okresic and Justin Bean. Oh, yep, your fan club's going. I can hear him already calling you. Well, how is this kid out on the track?
Well, you know, he is there's one smaller than him, but not much, if you can believe that. But he is probably the smallest thing out there, the most active. Mm-hmm. You know, we go out of our way to introduce him at the driver's meeting.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you know, we introduce him as a future NASCAR star.
That's awesome. Oh, you know what? I've got a picture of him with his sunglasses on, thumbs up. He's got that part down.
And I will say he enjoys it. He enjoyed it. So, you know, when we send this little dude to school to talk proper and everything, well, we're just going to walk him on through because he's way ahead of everybody else.
Oh, see, that's awesome. That's awesome.
And on the track, look out. He'll be there.
Really? And he's got a good equipment. He's got good teammates helping
he's
him out there, too.
He's got good equipment. And his cousin is either in front of him or behind him. So, you know, the two beams jump out and do their thing.
Oh, that's awesome. And he'll do it again coming up on the 11th. Again, now, people have been asking the bomber class again, what about practice? Now, what you do on the race nights is you open up the gates at 4, and then at 4:30 till 6, I believe. Is that correct? There's an open practice?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, what Sunny South used to do, Kane, we used to have a Thursday night practice.
Right.
$10 entry, right?
Yep.
Well, you know how it is in racing. Everybody wants to practice, but everybody don't want to come. You know, it's like everybody wants to go to heaven, nobody wants to die.
That's right.
Okay, so what we done is we open our track up at 4 o'clock, open the gate at 4, go through pre-trip and registration, and give you the track from 4:30 to 6:30. And it's not about classes. It's whoever's in the grid.
Yeah, because I know you used to do it that way, and that's great.
Right.
So, hey, if you want to go get lined up and ready, go out there. One more thing on your website, and I see right now it's very close. You're kind of taking a poll, possibly taking races from Saturdays to Friday nights next season. Right now, as it sits, you've got 50% of folks saying they want to race on a Friday night. You've got about 45% saying keep it on Saturday. 7 say they don't care, they'll race any time.
Right.
Boy, that's close. How do you make a decision?
Well, it's going to be rough. We're testing the waters.
Yeah.
You know, it's pros and cons both ways. The biggest thing I need to look at or have to look at is by going to Friday night, we lose our out-of-town racers.
Right.
That is hard. It's hard on us who works for a living. You know, I close the shop down at 5. Well, the track opens at 5.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we're going to look at everything.
Okay, well, I know that if you want to be heard, and if you're a bomber driver, or if you plan on doing any racing at Sunny South, check out the website, sunnysouthraceway.org. You're on Facebook, and then is there one question you think I need to ask Kyler? What one question does Kyler need to answer for you?
Ask him what his favorite racetrack is.
I can do that. He better not get that one wrong. Hey, Joe, we'll see you next weekend, brother.
Thanks, Kane.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, now I'm excited to bring on, and I think he's here. Let me see the young driver who runs in the Mighty Mites. Is this Kyler Bean? Kyler?
What?
Yeah. Hey, Kyler, are you there, buddy?
Yes, sir.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the race show, man. I know, are you racing today or are you off today?
I'm off today.
Now, I want to talk about something really quick. First of all, how old are you, Kyler?
Five.
He's 5 years old. Let me tell you, he was born 2.5 months early, weighed 2 pounds, 3 ounces, lived at USA Women's and Children's for 51 days. Now, this kid is already a superstar. He plays soccer, baseball, racing. You're signing up to play flag football. What's your favorite sport out of all that? Is it racing?
Racing.
Yeah, that's a good start, man. He has won two, I think, and third and fourth. You've got a lot of already several heat races. What's it like now? This is a brand new thing for you because the class that you're running, Kyler, you can't have any experience, and you're driving in these. What are you learning?
Having fun on the track.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Now, you did something special. You have a teammate. His name is Connor Okresic. Something bad happened to his family. What happened?
Lightning struck his house and it burned down.
Yeah, and you know what? You and your family did something real special for them. What did you do? I believe, didn't you help him with a cart? Weren't you going to help him be able to, did you let him borrow a cart so he could race? Did you guys do that?
My cousin's car.
Your cousin's car. That is so cool that you guys did that. That is so special. And Connor's a great kid, and he's in the points at a lot of these team races, and you guys were able to help that. Does Connor talk to you, or do you talk to Justin, your cousin, and learn a little bit about where to turn? What do you guys talk about as race car drivers?
We talk about all kinds of stuff, but we play while we're waiting.
Uh-huh. And, well, what's the hardest part about racing these little race cars? Do they scare you?
No, when they get beside me and I don't have much room, one time, uh-huh. They had enough room, I went straight through them.
Oh, did you use your bumper?
Yes, sir.
You know, I heard a rumor about you. I heard the last race, you actually did a 360. You spun completely out of turn four, and I heard you never even lifted off the gas, and you still got second place, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, did that scare you?
No, sir. I just kicked that foot down that pole, and I always tried that thing.
Oh, man, I tell you what, Kyler, I tell you, when you're ready for a bomber, when you're ready to move up to a bomber, you can drive any one of my race cars, okay, buddy?
Okay.
Hey, what's your favorite racetrack? I was supposed to ask you. Joe McArdle from Sunny South Raceway wanted to ask you, what's your favorite racetrack, Kyler? Oh, yeah, you got the right answer. Hey, Kyler, is there anyone else that helps you? I know Chris Carter's a friend of yours and helped you get the radio interview. Is there anybody you want to thank? I know you have some sponsors.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, go ahead. Who'd you like to say thanks to?
Connor.
Connor, he's been a big help, and I know Southern Hunts and Loosedale, Metro Glass, BRG Sports, Life by the Drop, Custom Photo Designs are big helps with yours. Can I ask you one more question, Kyler?
Yes, sir.
There's probably lots of kids who are 5 years old like you that listen to this radio show every morning on Saturday, and they might want to start racing with you. Would you have any advice to them, or what would you tell someone who came up to you maybe at school and say, Kyler, I see you're racing. How can I do that too? What would you tell them? I think I stumped them.
Have fun.
Have fun. That is perfect. That's all you need to do out there. Kyler, I know you're going to have fun, and I know you're a great race car driver, and I know you're looking at winning the championship. Next time, I want to talk to you when you get another trophy. Will you come back on the show, Kyler?
Yes, sir.
All right, you have a great day with your parents, and have a blessed one. We'll see you soon, okay?
Okay.
All right, that's awesome. How about that cool radio interview? Kyler Bean. Coming up, we're going to do it in the dirt. Back to Deep South Speedway in Loxley. Hang on. That kid's going to be something. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, hey, this is pretty cool. Five Flag Speedway today, they've got a huge drifting competition. KOSS, that's K-O-S-S, motorsports.com. Go to their website, check it out. It opens at 3, and it go till dark. So you could go there, check out the drifting. They've got a huge, I mean, like a sound off, a glow light show, car show. They have bands, live entertainment, and some pretty cool stuff. But I can tell you one thing they won't be doing, but they're doing at Deep South Speedway. They're going topless on the dirt. Yeah, can you believe that? I'm not quite sure exactly what that means, but it's in my script. So we'll find out the guy who knows. Deep South Speedway Zone, Casey Hines. Good morning, brother, and going topless, huh?
Good morning, Kane. Yeah, it's here. It's topless day.
Oh, man. I tell you what, that does not mean all you rednecks with a who needs to shave their back, kind of like Troy Bartlett, you know, our driver, without a shirt showing up. No, we don't want that. We want. we're talking about the modifieds, and this is cool. Last time these guys came, they were out of Mississippi. You had a huge crowd and a good car count. What's different about these guys?
It's just neat to watch. Fans really like watch them. You get to sit there and watch exactly what the driver's doing. You see them in the cockpit there, and I mean anything. I mean from adjustments on the car to
waving.
The driver next to him, he's number one in his heart. You know.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying. In other words, you won't penalize drivers for that. You had some good races last time. Who was? Was there one certain driver that looked best out there? And what kind of racing are they putting on? I mean, they're just as close as your regular open wheel modifieds. Just like you said, they don't have the top on them, right? They're putting on a good show.
They're very similar to our regular modifieds. They're just have the top off of them, the roofless. And just very neat, good show. They're a good bunch of guys. And last time they were here, Chris Beha out of he actually won the race.
Oh, no kidding!
One of the local guys won the race.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I know you've also got America's favorite daredevil, Bubba Blackwell, going to be doing a meet and greet there tonight. Have one of his bikes out there. And any time Bubba shows up anywhere, he's so. He's just such a personality. I remember where he's done the jumps from Mobile, and just he's been to jumps at your place before. When he shows up to a track, even for a meet and greet and just a hangout, it's amazing. He gets flocked with fans, and he's a very popular guy around here on the Gulf Coast, isn't he?
Yeah, he is very popular. I've known, not personally known, but I've seen Bubba Blackwell for years, and never really realized he's right there from right there in Foley.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
he's local boy.
And what he's done, I mean, back in the day, as one would say, I mean, he's jumped on the Tonight Show. He jumped over some rigs or buses, I believe. And we've had Bubba on the show so many times, and he's just a good old boy. He says he loves having fun, and I think he's still doing it, isn't he?
Yeah, he does, and he's looking forward, to just coming out and meeting everybody tonight. He's going to actually do some talking tonight and, just look forward to having a big jump out there.
Yeah, and I know you were in the works with that, which is awesome. And his schedule's so crazy. I mean, he travels all over the country. So, well, what else do you have for us tonight? I know you've got some local divisions taking off, but you've also got some running too.
Yes, and we have we have our it's been real putting on real good shows as our street stocks. Mm-hmm. They've been battling out, keeping fans on the edge of their seat, which. We'll sell you a ticket for a seat, but you really don't need a seat.
That's so true. You got the Stingers and the Bombers, and I'm still looking on Facebook, and Angela Hayes had just a bad accident, had some issues with another driver out there, and I think they're still battling and not happy with each other, but they totaled that car out, and does she have the new Bomber ready? Will she be out there, or do you know?
Oh, I know. She wasn't there last weekend. She's trying to get her car together, they were her and another driver's had some issues and a little retaliation, but I'm hoping everybody's put that behind them and they can get to racing and put a stop to the crashing and go racing.
I saw a sign on Facebook at a racetrack, and I think you've seen it too. It says, if you fight in my pits, I'll throw you in jail, but if you fight on my front straightaway, I'll give you $100.
Yeah, I've seen that. I think a lot of them racers, they would they tagged me and forwarded that to me and told me, this is what we need.
But, you know what? And they would do it. Come on. I've always said if someone would bring in a portable ring for $15, you guys get it out, it would be like a battle royale. You know, get huge, thick boxing gloves. Everyone says they need to do that at the track. That would be entertainment. You get crowd. Yeah, you'll get a crowd out there.
It'd be entertaining. And the only problem I have is some of them guys might just take it that it's $100 per fight a night.
Yeah. No kidding.
You could come out good in that deal.
Yeah, no lie. Well, it's going to be a good night tonight because I've been watching the weather radar. We have struggled in July along the Gulf Coast where most of the country has been suffering without rain. We've got an abundance. And now we've got a tropical storm hurricane coming up close to the Gulf. There's a few other things. So we keep an eye on that as racing promoters. Every track is... Yeah, it's coming, yeah. And it's not a hurricane yet, but they're saying it'll become a weak hurricane. That's I forget the name of it. Isn't that terrible?
I thought you was the only hurricane.
Well, I appreciate that, but I do lend out that name for royalties, so that does work out.
It does work out really good.
That's right. But how have you done in the month of July? All the racetracks have had to reschedule, and, I mean, you had to rebuild part of your track. It's been rough. So what do you tell the fans? Hey, we've gone through this, but what?
We've gone through this, but, you know, it's called the racetrack. Any time if you're thinking that we might rain, not rain, you know, just give us a call. We'll let you know what's going on rather than not calling and showing up. Last Saturday is we was able to race and got it in, and we had people call at 9:30 and just curious, did we race, and tell them yes, and they're, you know, that we're almost done with the night, and oh man, I should have called earlier. You know, they just some of them just took it that rather than calling, and they just seen a little rain at 3:00 and thought we was rained out.
And that doesn't happen very often, but it has been tough. But tonight's a great night. Again, you can meet and hang out, get photos with Bubba Blackwell. You'll see the Topless Mississippi Modified Challenge Series, which it's awesome. Go to deepsouthdirt.com, and it's not hard to find. I-10, Logsley exit, 4 miles north, right on the left, and you've got a bunch of signs up there. And it's very clever. You hang them upside down, so it even catches your eye even better.
That's it. You notice, if you ever think about it, you're driving around town, and like Lambert's is one.
Oh, yeah.
When they put that sign upside down, you know it. I've never been to Lambert's, don't know where it is, but I know their sign.
Well, we hope that you have a great night tonight. I expect big things and a huge crowd. Good luck to you, and we'll talk to you next weekend. I know we've got another big race to cover there. So, as always, thank you so much for supporting the show, okay, Casey?
No problem. Thank you, and hopefully we'll see you soon.
I guarantee it. Now, coming up, we're hitting NASCAR. Dustin Long with SI.com, USAtoday.com, and AthlonSports.com. Talking Pocono. Denny Hamlin's going to be a papa. Congratulations to he and his girlfriend. Mark Martin. No, he's not ready to retire. We've got the inside scoop with Dustin Long next, right here on Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5 later today. Going to podcast the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And tonight we'll be representing the team in California, Ventura California Speedway, which is awesome. Also, the team is going to be racing tonight at Mobile International Speedway. Troy Bartlett has got the Demolition Derby car, the Cooper... This thing is so huge. I wish I could show pictures on Facebook. Just keep an eye on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on the Facebook page later, and I think you'll be entertained for sure. NASCAR, it's time to switch gears again. And Dustin Long, he is with SI.com, USAtoday.com, also AthlonSports.com, Poconos this weekend, and he's everywhere. Dustin, good morning. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing great, man. Now, it has been a busy week. First of all, so much to talk about. Let's talk about Dale Jr. He's on top of the points now. What's it going to take for him to be able to actually finish in where he has? He's had a good year, but I think he's been a quiet good year. Does that make sense? He hasn't won a lot of races, obviously, but he's had good runs. Is it the consistency that's got him there, and can it keep him there or not?
Well, I don't think I'd call it a quiet year. I mean, 15 top tens. Tied for the most of this in this season with Jimmy Johnson. Certainly, it's a lot better than what he's done in recent years. Obviously, the win at Michigan. What's it going to take for him to win the championship? He needs more wins. I don't think you're going to see a chase like you did last year where, Tony Stewart won 5 of the 10 races. I don't think you're going to see somebody do something like that. but you're still going to need to, yeah, I think the expectation is you're going to need to win 1 to 2 races during the chase. So it's been a good sign for Dale Jr. that the summer stretch sometimes has been kind of his weak point of the season. He's run well this summer.
Yeah.
You know, basically the only flaw was at Sonoma, and he was just outside the top 10, and then in the last lap or two got wrecked and finished like 23rd. So he's been strong. He's been competitive. You know, a lot of good signs. Now, the issue is, you know, a lot of people are jumping over to the Jimmy Johnson bandwagon, understandably, with the 3 wins since Darlington in May, and 4 if you include the All-Star race. So, you know, the 3 times previously that Jimmy won in Indianapolis, he went on and won the championship. So he won in Indianapolis last week, so certainly a good sign for him. But, you know, so there's certainly Johnson and his teammate and others you have to keep an eye out for. And you know, basically those 10 races that Earnhardt and his team are, you know, they're going to have to improve and turn those top fives into a couple of wins here or there.
Well, and you see, Earnhardt Jr. was fastest in the final practice at Pocono, too, so he's got to be a strong favorite. But you talked with Mark Martin earlier and had a good article out online, and he was talking, you know, at his age, not ready to retire yet, and also how he could possibly be, I wouldn't call him a dark horse at Pocono. He's had some good runs there, but he might be someone to watch today or this weekend as well.
Well, I finished second there in June, and you know, Joey Logano got him just there at the end of the race. And when I talked to him last weekend in his motor coach at Indianapolis, you know, he talked about how, even though they started off well and had some good runs early in the season, how things really turned around at Pocono for them in June, and that was a moment where, you know, they had the 2-day test there because of the repave, so it gave them all those extra days of the track. The communication, he was able to kind of really kind of explain to crew chief Rodney Childers or kind of detail what he wanted out of the car. Certainly when you have a new driver crew chief relationship, it takes time. For some it's a lot longer than others getting that communication and what words exactly mean. What does tight mean? What does loose mean to a driver? What do they want when they say that and things like that? And they hit on something, and Mark said, he's like, you know, after Pocono, he's like, he told Rodney, he said, put that on the car for Michigan. Rodney's like, no, I got another setup. He's like, no, put that on the car at Michigan, and we'll start from there. And Martin talked about how fast they were at Pocono, how fast they were at Michigan. At Michigan, he was running the top 10 until the engine blew in the final laps and finished 29th. You know, sat out the last, you know, sat out 4 races because this is doing the partial schedule, and came back to Indianapolis and finished 11th. And, you know, a few things could have worked out here and there. Certainly could have been a top 10 car, maybe a little better. You know, did have some good speed and was fast at times in Indianapolis. So, you know, he'll be somebody worth keeping an eye on this weekend.
Well, you know, good news for Denny Hamlin and his girlfriend. He's going to be a papa coming up in January. Have you heard any news on names or anything like that, or what's the latest there? Is he getting married? Have they made any kind of plans like that?
I don't think they're considering Kane or anything like
that. Dang it, man. I sent him a letter. He didn't even accept my friend's request. What the heck? Smart man.
Many people do that.
Well, you know, you must have talked to him. Yeah, that guy still owes me a check. I don't know. So, well, that's cool. Now, let's talk, you know, you mentioned Mark, but also A.J. Allmendinger's been in the news, you know, and no surprise, after you explained on this show how they do the drug testing, sample A and sample B, actually it's the same sample, just split in 2 cups. So we kind of already knew that wasn't going to pass, and, you know, obviously Penske had to do what he had to do, and I know A.J. was in an interview on, I think it was a radio or television show somewhere, but he says now, you know, he feels bad for the Penske team and everything, that a lot of respect, and he's going through that NASCAR program. I want you to touch on base on what exactly he has to go through, but also right now Grand Am is looking to maybe hire AJ, which he can do possibly. Now, isn't that under NASCAR though? How does that work out?
Well, we'll just have to see what happens. Obviously, he won. He was on the winning team for the Daytona 24 Hours with Michael Shank Racing in that Grand Am series. Yes, Grand Am is under NASCAR, so I think the expectations are that he'd have to complete his recovery program. That is, each recovery program is based on what the person went through and what they feel like through an evaluation that they need to get that person through. So it can vary from person to person that fails it. You know, it can be as short as 1 to 2 months. It can be a lot longer, to, you know, half a year or something like that. So, you know, I think for AJ, you know, here's the thing, and some people may ask about, well, wait a minute, you know, when Penske had, you know, Penske has Helio Castroneves, and Helio had his tax evasion issues a few years ago, and somebody asked, you know, Roger the other day at Indianapolis, like, you know, he stood behind Elio. What about AJ? And Roger made the point, look, Elio was charged but found not guilty.
Right.
AJ essentially was charged.
And found guilty.
And found guilty.
Yeah.
And Roger said that typically if they drug test their employees, and mm-hmm. if their employees fail a drug test, then they typically let them go. And now they don't test the drivers at Penske Racing because technically the drivers are independent contractors. But in this sense, by letting AJ go, he is being consistent with what he says he's done with his employees in the past.
That's interesting. I see Roush says that Penske might be using their Roush Yates engines next year as he goes from Dodge to Ford. And those Ford guys might not want them to be building Dodge engines on the side, so he might actually be selling his Dodge engine program back to Dodge. What's the latest with the change, and how's that going to affect the driving for this year and the rest of the next year?
Well, obviously, you know, there'll be a question as the season progresses how that impacts, you know, Brad Keselowski with Penske going from Dodge to Ford. You know, we talked to Roger the other day. He said he hadn't decided on what he was going to do. Certainly, the Roush Yates engine program, as he noted, is a very good program. And, you know, in one sense would make sense to do that. You know, I think the question is if he did that, you know, what would he do with his engine department? Would it still produce Dodges for the other teams if Dodge remains in the series? Or would he have to sell it to some, you know, to Dodge or somebody else to run it? We'll see. You know, we're still waiting to see what happens with Dodge. You know, there's a 2013 Cup car test at Martinsville early next week, and it'll have, you know, Ford, Chevy, and Toyota, but it won't have a Dodge car there because they're not ready with getting a team and putting that kind of stuff together. So, you know, there's one test. I mean, you know, it's not going to be the end of the world if Dodge isn't there, but, you know, Dodge is going to need to get something in place shortly to get a team at these tests because there's still some more tests coming up. And obviously, you know, the question is wouldn't Michael Andretti with Andretti Autosport, you know, who owns IndyCar teams, would he, you know, there was a talk about him going over to NASCAR. And Roger, we asked him about the other day, he just didn't think that was going to happen because it's such a huge initial investment, and unless Dodge is really, you know, propping them up early on.
Right.
So, you know, I think the expectation is that, you know, a team like Richard Petty Motorsports might go back to Dodge and kind of become the flagship, you know, or Dodge will, if Dodge is going to remain in the sport, they're going to remain there with an established team that has all the parts and pieces in place. You know, then if somebody else wants to come in and start from ground zero, you know, kind of like what Michael Waltrip did a few years ago when Toyota came in, you know, then they can do that too, but they're going to need somebody established.
Well, I tell you what, we've got about 10 seconds left. I'm picking Mark Martin. Who do you got to go with this weekend? Dark Horse.
Well, you know, let's see if Dale Jr. can do it. The points leader, can he win as the points leader?
Okay, well, we'll see. I'll put down that check that I owe you, double or nothing, okay?
There you go.
Dustin Long, he's with SI.com, USAtoday.com, and AthlonSports.com. Always a pleasure, very insightful, and we appreciate you coming on the show, buddy.
Thanks, man. That's it.
Absolutely. Okay, that's going to do it for today's show. We appreciate you coming on, and again, it's going to be a great night. Hurricane Motorsports will be at Mobile International Speedway with our Demolition Derby car tonight, and I feel like our buddy Troy is going to bring home the win. Should have had it last time, so hopefully the staff will be keeping an eye on that. A huge night. Everywhere you race at Deep South Speedway in Moxley, go check out Bubba Blackwell. Be safe and have a blessed day, everybody. We will talk to you next week.